Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Spooky version of the Midday Show here on a Halloween.
Ooh.
Are you ready for some trick-or-treat tonight?
Nope.
What?
Nope. I'm not trick-or-treating. Don't knock on my door.
But you're giving out candy, though, right?
Nope. I'm going to go in there and turn off all the lights. Turn off the lights.
You know what's going to happen, though. The whole neighborhood's going to say, how about this new guy? Moved in, no
candy.
Don't
give out no candy. I'm like, hey, my bad.
I mean, you could put the bucket outside the door with the take one sign.
I got a bucket. No.
What do you mean you don't got a bucket?
I got a bucket. And in the neighborhood that I'm in, they decorated it real nice.
Of course,
some
they
houses
did.
Out there, they got like spiders and like octopuses and stuff.
Octopuses?
Well, it's like, you know, the scale, like the house is turning it into like an octopus, yeah. Like the little things hanging out. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't knock on my door.
Well, you better keep up with the Joneses next year. You got to start decorating.
No, I'm not.
Christmas lights up.
No, definitely not putting up no Christmas lights.
Well, you could pay to someone. Someone will do it for you.
No, I've already gotten a little note to say.
Your neighborhood hue now. It's a different hue.
I've gotten a note that already said, hey, we'll do this and do that. No, y'all good, y'all.
Is that in the bracket of 64 friendly neighborhood hue?
Yes.
I'm trying not to be friendly.
The lower seed.
But people be speaking all the time, and I got to speak back.
Well, because in neighborhoods, people are friendly to each other.
Yeah, they are. They'd be like, hi. And I'd be like, hey. Leave me alone.
No, you can't do that. You can't. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, Hugh's going to give me some advice on how to navigate the personal aspects of potentially changing my name legally to Juan Julio if the Phillies do sign Juan Soto over the next couple months. So we'll get to that. First, though, before we get back to your phone calls, we got to let you hear this. Greg Cosell, very critical last week of Jalen Hurts and his ability to be a throwing quarterback, really, the offense to function. He said last week it was a very hard offense to watch. They became a running offense. Well, then this past week, Jalen went out, had a good game, 13-13 in the second half. Maybe Greg Cosell watched the film and changed his mind. Or maybe he didn't. Here's Greg Cosell on Jalen Hurts.
Not a pure anticipation quarterback. He's a see-it-throw-it quarterback. He's not a great progression leader, and coaches who coach him will tell you that. I've had those conversations. So, you know, what stood out last week, I thought, and I don't know if you got to see much of that game. I know you're obviously you do the Eagles in the preseason, but I thought their O-line was phenomenal. I charted a number of his throws, and he had 4-plus seconds on a lot of his throws. And there was no one around him. So there was nothing to react to because he does have a tendency to react to opposing jersey color.
Wait a minute. Is this the game that we just played?
This is the Bengals. So he was on the Ross Tucker football podcast, I believe, there. So what would you make of that? I mean, the one I can't speak to the coaches he spoke to that coached Jalen in the past that gave him that information. What I will acknowledge at the end, he said, Jalen on a couple of those stories did have a long time, right? The bomb to Devontae. It did feel like the blocking was amazing. He had like a big, clean pocket, and he sat in there for a while.
I don't see the problem with that.
Well, I think that's not going to happen often, right?
It's not. But there were throws that he made where they were on time and they were on point. They were precision throws. Listen, Greg Cosell, he knows a lot about football, and I would never say that he doesn't know what he's talking about, because obviously he does, because he watches the film. He watches a different type of film than we watch on a daily basis. But I think that's some heavy criticism over a guy that looked like he was in command of the offense last week. And the fact that the offensive line blocked well, I don't see that as a negative. They protect the quarterback. He stayed in the pocket. He didn't pull the ball down and ran. He put the ball in the hand of his playmakers. Now, if you want to make the criticism that, you know, he made these throws because he had the time and he needs to be better, that I would agree with that. But it just sounds like after a win like the one that they had, that's kind of a harsh criticism. A little harsh.
Yeah,
but, I mean, he's entitled to his opinion.
It did feel a little bit like I'm not changing my position off of one game.
Like I'm
and
dug
that's okay.
In.
Yeah, that, and listen.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, it's we all analyze the game differently. We all see the game differently. And that's okay, because the way that you see the game, Joe, might not be the same way that I saw it. And obviously for him, he's been around some great quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. He didn't see it that way. I saw, and for that matter, Jaws, who played quarterback, saw a quarterback that was in command. They saw somebody that was comfortable in the pocket and somebody that is starting to embrace this offense.
Yeah, so I agree with the point that it's one game, you can't overreact. But I also, you have to acknowledge it's another element of data in a new offense, right? There's a chance here that Jalen's just getting more comfortable in this offense, and that's why he stayed in the pocket. That's why he seemed to be look more comfortable on Sunday, and then we see more of that. I mean, I think it's okay. I know DeCamera this week was kind of on that train. Like, one game doesn't change reality of Jalen, and that's true.
This is the reality of the NFL. NFL is week to week. It's a week to week proposition. And just like we just sat here and talked about the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs and their undefeated run is a non-story. If they lose this weekend, I don't even know who they're playing, but if they lose this weekend and it's not pretty, that's going to be the story.
Sure. I think they host Tampa, which they're going to win.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's one of those things. I understand that we like to talk about bodies of work and all that other stuff, but I can guarantee you most players and most ex-players, it's a week-to-week thing, and that's why it changes from week to week. I remember watching when we watched the facility or whatever it's called. They changed the way that they feel about the quarterbacks week to week.
Well, speaking of the facility, one of their stars of their show is LeSean McCoy. He'll be with us tomorrow in studio, 11 a.m. tomorrow. LeSean McCoy on the Midday Show. Frank, well, you could bring that up with him tomorrow. Hugh called Shady. Apparently didn't get a response. Maybe his response is just showing up here at 11.
Yeah, maybe. I'm in my feelings, though.
You going to bring this up to him before we get on the air or on the air?
All depends. Like, you know, you don't talk about family business on there, but it just all depends because he might be late because he got a lot going on.
And now, are you both? Well, I guess he doesn't get his because you got a jacket, right?
I got a jacket.
You went in the Eagles Hall of Fame. I was wondering if you like. I'm going to be in the room tomorrow with. I'm going to be the only non-Eagles Hall of Famer in the room.
Am I going to wear my jacket? I don't know. I put it. I forgot.
You misplaced it.
I don't know. It's somewhere.
Hugh.
I ain't unpacked a lot. Like in my defense. I ain't unpacked the whole lot.
I mean, the guy that's in a Where's Waldo outfit doesn't know where his Eagles Hall of Fame jacket is.
It's somewhere. I got it. I mean, I got it.
Okay.
It's somewhere.
Well,
I got it.
Hopefully Shady holds on to his a little tighter. Let's talk to Frank and Sewell. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys.
What are you thinking, Frank?
What's up?
Hey, listen, with all respect, and I can't believe no one's mentioned this yet. Stop. I didn't see him get defended not one time like he's been getting defended the last year. He didn't blitz him once to the right. Did you see him go once to the right for the ball? I don't remember one time he went to the right.
I think he threw a comeback to AJ on the right, but it was mostly left or middle on Sunday.
Yeah, but can you say that he got? It looks like he got defended like totally opposite of what everyone's been doing to him.
So you're saying we should take it with a grain of salt, Frank? Is that it?
Well, of course. I mean, he did have like that one pocket was about 20 yards in a radius. I mean, you know, when he threw that deep ball, you were talking about look, he's a good quarterback. I'm not saying he's not. And these pushes, they better be an asterisk at the end of his career because when he's got two times the amount of the next guy, that's going to be a little weird.
I mean, there's not going to be an asterisk.
He didn't mess him up.
Well, I know it's not, but there should be. I mean, when he's getting dragged in the end zone by a tight end and a running back, it's whatever. It's lame. It's really lame. When you got Saquon Barkley back there, I don't even know if he can throw a crossing route. A little crosser route to A.J. Brown with it 2 yards out. The window might be too small for him there, to be honest with you. And you're mumbling, but they do it every time.
Because it's effective. But why would they not? If it's effective.
It's effective, but if you're a great receiver and you can get that TD just as easy, you're A.J. Brown, you're going to be like, yo, man, like I can do this too.
No, I mean, Frank, listen, hold on.
Coping mechanism.
Sometimes my issue with the tush push is that
yours is about
dollars and cents. Mine is when they have a third and eight and they run a play for 7 yards because they know the tush push is like there for them. I don't love that, and it's not a very aesthetically pleasing play to watch from just, but it works. Like who can if it's 90% effective and they're on the goal line, why would they do anything else?
He was a touchdown vulture this weekend, though.
He's been his whole career.
I didn't like that, especially when I had some money on that thing.
I have advice for you. Start betting Jalen Hurts touchdowns.
That's not as fun.
Why?
Because, I mean, I guess that is a given. Yeah. That's a given with the way that he be vulturing. He be pilfering touchdowns.
Is betting about fun or is it about winning money?
Well, it is about winning money.
There you go.
I might take a Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown this weekend.
You know what's going to happen, right?
What's that? He's not going to do it.
The week you bet it, they don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way
that's
it works.
How it usually works.
Chris in Downingtown, I believe, is a Sixers season ticket holder. Hey, Chris.
Hello. First off, Hugh, I wouldn't take Jalen Hurts plus 110 for a touchdown when you can take anyone else plus 300. I'm with you on that one.
But you're more likely to win the bet on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I want a lot of reward. Not a little reward.
You got to help me out with this because I don't understand.
Well, you know it. Like,
you're talking about the 300 plus 300 or three,
minus 300. The 3-1, okay, right? Yeah. So if it's an even.
3-1.
If it's plus 100, you bet 10 bucks, you win 10 bucks. Plus right. 300, you win 30 here.
See, Chris, I'm the person that when they bet, they bet the mascots. I'm the mascot better.
He wanted to bet Tobias Harris yesterday and then got upset at us.
And no, they wouldn't let me bet it. They wouldn't let me. I could have won money on that. They wouldn't let me bet it.
I want to tell you guys, I'm the definition of insanity. We started 10 years ago trusting this process and got season tickets. It's turned into, we wanted to cancel last year after the whole playoff and everything, and then we realized that we had already prepaid for the playoffs and started paying for 2025, and we were already $3,000 into our payments, so we couldn't cancel.
So, Alec, take us through how you're feeling right now, because obviously, as a season ticket holder, they are not telling us the truth about Embiid.
No, they're not, and I'm back to where I started, which was I had tickets, and nobody wanted my tickets. Oh, the Lakers are coming? Oh, you got tickets? Let me get the Lakers tickets. The only tickets people want from me are going to be anything that's the attraction is the other team, because we don't even know who's going to come out for our team. I go to a home opener, and I don't even get to see Embiid play. Like, I'm getting robbed left and right, and they're sitting – they already got my money – They got $8,000 sitting there. We split it up between a bunch of us, but we're all done. I'm finished. Like I can't take this anymore.
Chris, I get it.
So what are you gonna do? Like when it comes to the season ticket holder thing, like
because you got February, I am not renewing.
Oh, okay. So they got their money already.
Oh, they have it for this year.
Yeah. That's
right. So you're on a payment plan throughout the year, and I have to tell them by February, which is great because in February, we're going to be in the playoff run, right? Oh, here we are. We're going to be the fifth seed or fourth seed. Oh, here we're doing well. Okay, we're going to make a run for it. And then, all right, well, I don't want to cancel because, you know, I'm going to be there next year. And they're going to win it. I'm going to be there. Up. Nope, nothing happened. We lost in the first round. Oh, we lost in the first round. Oh, we lose. Oh, we lose.
Well, everyone has a boiling point, Chris. And I bet you and a lot of others, Chris, we appreciate the call, are there with the Sixers. So yesterday, I think Howard asked the question, you know, to Nick Nurse about the idea of, you know, about the fans and how they should feel.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sixers are fined $100,000 by the NBA. I don't know where that money goes. But I would love if people got their money back for the games that the Sixers were not honest. Like, they can't control an injury. Mm-hmm. They can't control an injury, right?
Talking about the Paul George situation.
Yeah, or Embiid, right? They can't control that he's hurt or his knee is weak or whatever. But they can control the flow of information they're giving about their own players. And they misled people. There's no other way to say it. They misled people for weeks. They knew, if I had to guess conservatively, they knew 2 weeks before the opener, he wasn't playing the opening game. They knew it. And they didn't tell anyone. So if you have tickets to that game, whether you bought them on the secondary market or you own them anyway, like our last caller, you should be annoyed. Give them their money back or a voucher for another game.
See, this is where, for me, it gets a little murky, because I don't know. I don't know why, but I kind of trust Coach Nurse a little bit.
But is he being forced to say what he says?
I think this situation has been fluid, and he's trying to figure it out. And I think he just sits up there. I just have a feeling this is more on Joel. And it's part of the organization, but this is more on Joel. I think Joel has, for whatever reason, I think that Joel has his crew and his trainers or whatever to say, no, he can't go today. It just feels like that to me. It feels like more so that, and the team is held hostage from this and they don't know what to do.
Well, I think there's probably some of that. There's been a lot of that over the years. But someone's got to be the adult in the room. I mean, and it's obviously not. They don't have one. I mean, that's the problem. 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, I think I need some advice here from Hugh. Because, it came up earlier that, we're sacrificing for Soto as a station. Great.
Wait a minute. I was like, where the hell is that music coming from?
You scared?
No, I was a little. I thought my phone was acting up again. I was like, wait a minute.
I would have gave you a dirty look if that was.
Yeah, Kyle doesn't like that. So it came up earlier. So, afternoon show unveiled Sacrifice for Soto. I think it's a great idea. And I'm willing to, change my name. I'll go from Joe Giglio to Juan Giglio to kind of welcome Juan Soto to Philadelphia if the Phillies do indeed sign him. Of course, I gotta broach the subject at home. I have to tell my family, tell my wife that my name legally would be different. Hugh, you have any advice for me on how I should kind of go about that?
Well, first of all, you kind of messed up already. Because you let the people on air know before you told your wife that you was even thinking about this.
That's Jack's fault.
That's a problem.
I mean, Jack brought that to the air before I was prepared to go to the air. So then when am I supposed to do that?
So now I suggest that you go immediately. Here's the bad part about it.
Yeah.
The last time we spoke, some of her coworkers listened to the show, right?
Oh, this has probably already made its way around.
Oh, so you need to go home immediately. And you need to explain this in the best way that you possibly can. But the advice would have been before this happened. This is one of those ones you need to roll out right before dinner or right when you and the kids are hanging out and everybody's kind of like doing like arts and craft time or whatever, homework.
We carved pumpkins last night.
Yeah. You should have said, hey, you know what? We're doing, me and Hugh, we're thinking about doing this show bit. Say it in a joking way. Mm. That's what you should have did. You said, I'm thinking about changing my name and just let it breathe. Just don't say nothing else.
Throw it out there.
Just throw it out there and let her say, oh. And let her mill that around a little bit. That would have been the best thing to do. And if she comes back to it, then you'll say, I would have said something like, oh, well, it might not happen because, he's going to ask for a whole lot of money. Da, 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 da. Like, you got to soft sell it. But now, Joe, because I'm pretty sure if they've told your wife, she's probably gone back to listen to what was actually said.
Yeah, like when I said I would change my name to Juan.
Now you got a whole problem when you get home.
There's also this, you could do things different ways, right? You could get ahead of it, or you could wait to see cross that bridge when you get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a real chance the Phillies don't sign Juan Soto, so we just kind of lay low until he signs with whoever he signs with.
No, but you put it like...
And then we go, all in.
No, but this is the problem. Because you put it out there on the show today, which she probably went back on the Odyssey app to listen to.
Which everyone should, by the way.
Yeah. And she's listening to what you're saying. See, this is the problem I used to have when I was trying to date, because I quit trying to date. It's hard doing this job and trying to date.
And that outfit couldn't help.
This outfit ain't helping at all. But what happens is people tend to forget that this is, this is art. We're trying to be entertaining.
Yeah.
But you, my friend, you made a bet that you're going to have to kind of live up to. So now she doesn't understand that.
Right, but
you need to explain that.
There's some qualifications. My initials wouldn't change. Still JG. That doesn't change at all.
That dog is not going to hunt. You're going to have a whole problem.
It's a very small change.
You're going to have a whole problem.
It's just a few letters here.
She didn't marry Juan.
No.
She didn't marry Juan.
Everyone can still call me Joe.
I mean, I'm calling you Juan.
I know you are.
Joe, I'm going to call
you Juan. But everyone else can still call me Joe.
Joe, I'm going to call you Juan every day. If you change your
My name. Question is, what do your kids do when they see the mail?
I actually think that's the biggest issue.
And it
issue.
Says Juan Giglio.
Yeah, because I actually think that's the biggest hurdle I have to get through.
Juan.
Because then they're going to think they could change their names too, like on a whim, right? Like, who do you want to change your name today? Change your name. But we shouldn't be doing that. So I've set a bad example. But guys, I want Juan Soto here.
Juan!
If people don't get this by now, I'm trying to get Juan Soto to Philadelphia. That's it. I mean, that's the objective. Sometimes you got to deal with some other things along the way. Kyle, should I be taking life advice from a guy dressed the way he was today?
Yes.
See, that guy, he looks ridiculous.
You're being real serious and real reflective with me.
No way.
Wearing a Where's Waldo outfit.
Take it from a guy who's been talked to like a two-year-old by his wife
plenty of times. You're dressed as Waldo.
He's divorced now because he screwed that up. You don't want to be me. I'm saying.
I'm picturing you being in trouble, like hanging your head down in shame with the Waldo outfit on.
No, I remember when Simona, when she used to get mad at me, she never really yelled, except for that one time. I thought she was about to kill me. But either way, neither here nor there. But she would always talk to me and let me work through what I did and make me and she had a knack of making me feel real stupid. Like when I said so at the point I was like, well, okay, maybe that was the case, you know. So it might not be like that for you, yeah. But I feel like you need to go home immediately after you get off of work. And you'd be like, hey, you know, just tell her. Just tell her about the bit and do your best to get past that. But I just don't think that dog's going to hunt. I think she's going to have a real problem with you being Juan Gilio.
Well, again, this is out of
You're going to confuse a lot of people.
It's out of my control. This is on the Phillies, and it's on Scott Boras. You make it sound like I'm not doing anything. I'm just reacting to what they do.
No, I feel like you're up. She's going to feel like you're trying to up the ante.
Well, I now am she's, for the Phillies.
She's probably now trying to gather as much information. Because, you know, the funny part about when people tell stories, when they get it from secondhand,
yeah.
Oh, honey or girl, Joe on the air talking about changing his name. She's like, what? What you mean? Not my Joe, not my husband. That's something that we need to talk about. And since you ain't talked about it, that's going to be your biggest mistake right there.
Yeah.
You didn't mention it to her, and she heard it secondhand. That's going to be a problem, a hurdle that you're probably not going to get over.
You keep focusing on what I've done wrong. I'm looking for now. I'm looking for now the moving forward.
Every red-blooded American man out there that has been in this situation will tell you it's not the fact that you're doing it. It's the fact that you didn't tell her.
Can we be honest? There's no red-blooded American man that has offered to change his name from Joe to Juan to get the Phillies to sign Juan Soto. I'm the only one.
I'm just saying stupid stuff. Like, I'm not saying what you're doing is stupid. But I'm just saying, when we mess up, it's not so much. I mean, it is that we messed up, but it's like you didn't discuss the mess up.
You have a lot of experience in this realm. It's just very hard to take you seriously right now in that outfit. Like, you know, anything you're saying to me, Joe, it's hard.
It's gonna hit hard when she says, it's going to hurt too when she says, it's like I don't even know you. Like, that one hurts. When you get hit with, it's like I don't even know you, and would she's going
to
say it.
Would that be the time to throw in the joke? Well, you can get to know Juan.
No, that probably would. You probably shouldn't do that either, though. I'm just saying.
215-592-9494.
Mrs. Gilio, if you're listening, this is kind of what we do. We got Kyle's a bully. Joe hijacked
This was a Lakin thing.
Yeah, I mean, well, our boss is a bully.
Because we threw it out that was the first idea that came to my head. Like, I'll change my name to Juan. And he was like, yeah, let's go for it. Yeah, if this goes south, this is
delete the tweet, Hugh.
Yeah. Yeah,
Hugh. See, now that's a bully move.
You're someone to talk. I mean, you're the one out here. I told you someone to bite.
I'm not. I'm just saying. I just find the irony.
215-592-9494. We'll get your phone calls up next segment. Are you ready to say Super Bowl for the Eagles? Are you ready to call them a real contender? Juan Soto is officially a free agent. Plus, you got to hear Cowboys players, two of them, talk about NFL quarterbacks. And they rank the best ones right now. They left a certain quarterback off their list. You're going to hear that next. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield Pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon, ground pork, and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots. That sounds really good. And bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield. Wait a minute. Is this the game that we just played?
This is the Bengals. So he was on the Ross Tucker football podcast, I believe, there. So what would you make of that? I mean, the one I can't speak to the coaches he spoke to that coached Jalen in the past that gave him that information. What I will acknowledge at the end, he said, Jalen on a couple of those stories did have a long time, right? The bomb to Devontae, it did feel like the blocking was amazing. He had like a big, clean pocket, and he sat in there for a while.
I don't see the problem with that.
But that's not going to happen often, right?
It's not. But there were throws that he made where they were on time and they were on point. They were precision throws. Listen, Greg Cosell he knows a lot about football. And I would never say that he doesn't know what he's talking about, because obviously he does, because he watches the film. He watches a different type of film than we watch on a daily basis. But I think that's some heavy criticism over a guy that looked like he was in command of the offense last week. And the fact that the offensive line blocked well, I don't see that as a negative. They protect the quarterback. He stayed in the pocket. He didn't pull the ball down and ran. He put the ball in the hand of his playmakers. Now, if you want to make the criticism that, you know, he made these throws because he had the time and he needs to be better, that I would agree with that. But it just sounds like after a win like the one that they had, that's kind of a harsh criticism. A little harsh. Yeah, but, I mean, he's entitled to his opinion.
It did feel a little bit like I'm not changing my position off of one game.
Like I'm
and
dug
that's
in.
Okay. Yeah, that, and listen.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, it's we all analyze the game differently. We all see the game differently. And that's okay, because the way that you see the game, Joe, might not be the same way that I saw it. And obviously for him, he's been around some great quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. He didn't see it that way. I saw, and for that matter, Jaws, who played quarterback, saw a quarterback that was in command. They saw somebody that was comfortable in the pocket and somebody that is starting to embrace this offense.
Yeah, so I agree with the point that it's one game, you can't overreact. But I also you have to acknowledge it's another element of data in a new offense, right? There's a chance here that Jalen's just getting more comfortable in this offense, and that's why he stayed in the pocket. That's why he seemed to be more comfortable on Sunday, and then we see more of that. I mean, I think it's okay. I know DeCameron this week was kind of on that train. Like, one game doesn't change reality of Jalen, and that's true.
This is the reality of the NFL. NFL is week to week. It's a week to week proposition. And just like we just sat here and talked about the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs and their undefeated run is a non-story. If they lose this weekend, I don't even know who they're playing, but if they lose this weekend and it's not pretty, that's going to be the story.
Sure. I think they host Tampa, which they're going to win.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's one of those things. I understand that we like to talk about bodies of work and all that other stuff, but I can guarantee you most players and most ex-players, it's a week-to-week thing, and that's why it changes from week to week. I remember watching when we watched the, the facility or whatever it's called. They changed the way that they feel about the quarterbacks week to week.
Well, speaking of the facility, one of their stars of their show is LeSean McCoy. He'll be with us tomorrow in studio, 11 a.m. tomorrow. LeSean McCoy on the Midday Show. Frank, well, you could bring that up with him tomorrow. Hugh called Shady. Apparently didn't get a response. Maybe his response is just showing up here at 11.
Yeah, maybe. I'm in my feelings, though.
You going to bring this up to him before we get on the air or on the air?
All depends. Like, you know, you don't talk about family business on there, but it just all depends, because he might be late because he got a lot going on.
And now, are you both? Well, I guess he doesn't get his, because you got a jacket, right?
I got a jacket.
You went in the Eagles Hall of Fame. I was wondering if you, like, I'm going to be in the room tomorrow with. I'm going to be the only non-Eagles Hall of Famer in the room.
Am I going to wear my jacket? I don't know. Where I put it. I forgot.
You misplaced it.
I don't know. It's somewhere.
Hugh.
I ain't unpacked a lot. Like, in my defense, I ain't unpacked the whole lot.
I mean, the guy that's in a Where's Waldo outfit doesn't know where his Eagles Hall of Fame jacket
is. It's somewhere. I got it. I mean, I got it.
Okay.
It's somewhere.
Well,
I got it.
Hopefully Shady holds on to his a little tighter. Let's talk to Frank and Sewell. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys.
What are you thinking, Frank?
What's up?
Hey, listen, with all respect, and I can't believe no one's mentioned this yet. Stop. I didn't see him get defended not one time like he's been getting defended the last year. He didn't blitz him once to the right. Did you see him go once to the right and throw the ball? I don't remember one time he went to the right.
I think he threw a comeback to AJ on the right, but it was mostly left or middle on Sunday.
Yeah, but can you say that he got? It looks like he got defended like totally opposite of what everyone's been doing to him.
So you're saying we should take it with a grain of salt, Frank? Is that it?
Well, of course. I mean, he did have like that one pocket was about 20 yards in a radius. I mean, you know, when he threw that deep ball, you were talking about look, he's a good quarterback. I'm not saying he's not. And these pushes, they better be an asterisk at the end of his career, because when he's got two times the amount of the next guy, that's going to be a little weird.
Well, I mean, there's not going to be an asterisk.
He didn't mess him up.
Well, I know it's not, but there should be. I mean, when he's getting dragged in the end zone by a tight end and a running back, it's whatever. It's lame. It's really lame. When you got Saquon Barkley back there, I don't even know if he could throw a crossing route, a little crossing route to A.J. Brown with it 2 yards out. The window might be too small for him there, to be honest with you. And you're mumbling, but they do it every time.
Because it's effective. But why would they not? If it's effective.
It's effective, but if you're a great receiver and you can get that TD just as easy, you're A.J. Brown, you're going to be like, yo, man, like I can do this too.
No, I mean, Frank, listen, hold on.
Open mechanism.
Sometimes my issue with the tush push is that
yours is about
dollars and cents. mine is when they have a third and eight and they run a play for 7 yards because they know the tush push is like there for them. I don't love that, and it's not a very aesthetically pleasing play to watch from just, but it works. Like who can if it's 90% effective and they're on the goal line, why would they do anything else?
He was a touchdown vulture this weekend, though.
He's been his whole career.
I didn't like that, especially when I had some money on that thing.
I have advice for you. Start betting Jalen Hurts touchdowns.
That's not as fun.
Why?
Because, I mean, that is a given. Yeah. That's a given with the way that he'd be vulturing. He'd be pilfering touchdowns.
Is betting about fun or is it about winning money?
Well, it is about winning money.
There you go.
I might take a Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown this weekend.
You know what's going to happen, right?
What's that? He's not going to do it.
The week you bet it, they don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way
that's
it works.
How it usually works.
Chris in Downingtown, I believe, is a Sixers season ticket holder. Hey, Chris.
Hello. First off, Hugh, I wouldn't take Jalen Hurts plus 110 for a touchdown when you can take anyone else plus 300. I'm with you on that one.
But you're more likely to win the bet on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I want a lot of reward. Not a little reward.
You got to help me out with this because I don't understand.
Well, you know it. Like,
you're talking about the 300 plus 300 or three,
minus 300. That's the 3-1, okay, right? Yeah. So if it's an even.
3-1.
If it's plus 100, you bet 10 bucks, you win 10 bucks. Plus right. 300, you win 30 here.
See, Chris, I'm the person that when they bet, they bet the jersey. Or they bet the mascots. I'm the mascot better.
He wanted to bet Tobias Harris yesterday, and then got upset at us.
And no, they wouldn't let me bet it. They wouldn't let me. I could have won money on that. They wouldn't let me bet it.
I want to tell you guys, I'm the definition of insanity. We started 10 years ago trusting this process and got season tickets. It's turned into we wanted to cancel last year after the whole playoff and everything, and then we realized that we had already prepaid for the playoffs and started paying for 2025, and we were already $3,000 into our payments, so we couldn't cancel.
So, Alec, take us through how you're feeling right now, because obviously, as a season ticket holder, they are not telling us the truth about Embiid.
No, they're not, and I'm back to where I started, which was I had tickets, and nobody wanted my tickets. Oh, the Lakers are coming? Oh, you got tickets? Let me get the Lakers tickets. The only tickets people want from me are going to be anything that's the attraction is the other team, because we don't even know who's going to come out for our team. I go to a home opener, and I don't even get to see Embiid play. Like, I'm getting robbed left and right, and they're sitting there. They already got my money. They got $8,000 sitting there. We split it up between a bunch of us, but we're all done. I'm finished. Like I can't take this anymore.
Chris, I get it.
So what are you gonna do? Like when it comes to the season ticket holder thing, like
because you got February, I am not renewing.
Oh, okay. So they got their money already.
Oh, they have it for this year.
Yeah. That's
right. So you're on a payment plan throughout the year, and I have to tell them by February, which is great because in February, we're going to be in the playoff run, right? Oh, here we are. We're going to be the fifth seed or fourth seed. Oh, here we're doing well. Okay, we're going to make a run for it. And then, all right, well, I don't want to cancel because, you know, I'm going to be there next year. And they're going to win it. I'm going to be there. Up. Nope, nothing happened. We lost in the first round. Oh, we lost in the first round. Oh, we lose. Oh, we lose.
Well, everyone has a boiling point, Chris. And I bet you and a lot of others, Chris, we appreciate the call, are there with the Sixers. So yesterday, I think Howard asked the question, you know, to Nick Nurse about the idea of, you know, about the fans and how they should feel.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sixers are fined $100,000 by the NBA. I don't know where that money goes. But I would love if people got their money back for the games that the Sixers were not honest. Like, they can't control an injury. Mm-hmm. They can't control an injury, right?
Talking about the Paul George situation.
Yeah, or Embiid, right? They can't control that he's hurt or his knee is weak or whatever. But they can control the flow of information they're giving about their own players. And they misled people. There's no other way to say it. They misled people for weeks. They knew, if I had to guess, conservatively, they knew 2 weeks before the opener he wasn't playing the opening game. They knew it. And they didn't tell anyone. So if you have tickets to that game, whether you bought them on the secondary market or you own them anyway, like our last caller, you should be annoyed. Give them their money back or a voucher for another game.
See, this is where, for me, it gets a little murky because I don't know. I don't know why, but I kind of trust Coach Nurse a little bit.
But is he being forced to say what he says?
I think for him, this situation has been fluid, and he's trying to figure it out. And I think he just sits up there. I just have a feeling this is more on Joel. And it's part of the organization, but this is more on Joel. I think Joel has, for whatever reason, I think that Joel has his crew and his trainers or whatever to say, no, he can't go today. It just feels like that to me. It feels like more so that, and the team is held hostage from this and they don't know what to do.
Well, I think there's probably some of that. There's been a lot of that over the years. But someone's got to be the adult in the room. I mean, and it's obviously not. They don't have one. I mean, that's the problem. 215-592-9494. Before we go any further, I think I need some advice here from Hugh. Because, it came up earlier that, we're sacrificing for Soto as a station. Great.
Wait a minute. I was like, where the hell is that music coming from?
You scared?
No, I was a little. I thought my phone was acting up again. I was like, wait a minute.
I would have gave you a dirty look if that was.
Yeah, Kyle doesn't like that. So it came up earlier. So, afternoon show unveiled Sacrifice for Soto. I think it's a great idea. And I'm willing to, change my name. I'll go from Joe Giglio to Juan Giglio to kind of welcome Juan Soto to Philadelphia if the Phillies do indeed sign him. Of course, I gotta broach the subject at home. I have to tell my family, tell my wife that my name legally would be different. Hugh, you have any advice for me on how I should kind of go about that?
Well, first of all, you kind of messed up already. Because you let the people on air know before you told your wife that you was even thinking about
that's
this.
That's Jack's fault.
That's a problem.
I mean, Jack brought that to the air before I was prepared to go to the air. So then when am I supposed to do that?
So now I suggest that you go immediately. Here's the bad part about it.
Yeah.
The last time we spoke, some of her coworkers listened to the show, right?
Oh, this has probably already made its way around.
Oh, so you need to go home immediately. And you need to explain this in the best way that you possibly can. But the advice would have been before this happened. This is one of those ones you need to roll out right before dinner or right when you and the kids are hanging out and everybody's kind of like doing like arts and craft time or whatever, homework.
We carved pumpkins last night.
Yeah. You should have said, hey, you know what? We're doing, me and Hugh, we're thinking about doing this show bit. Say it in a joking way. Mm. That's what you should have did. He said, I'm thinking about changing my name, and just let it breathe. Just don't say nothing else.
Throw it out there.
Just throw it out there and let her say, oh. And let her mill that around a little bit. That would have been the best thing to do. And if she comes back to it, then you'll say, I would have said something like, oh, well, it might not happen because, he's going to ask for a whole lot of money. Da, 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 da. Like, you got a soft sell it. But now, Joe, because I'm pretty sure if they've told your wife, she's probably gone back to listen to what was actually said.
Yeah, like when I said I would change my name to Juan.
Now you got a whole problem when you get home.
There's also this, you could do things different ways, right? You could get ahead of it, or you could wait to see cross that bridge when you get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a real chance the Phillies don't sign Juan Soto, so we just kind of lay low until he signs with whoever he signs with.
No, but you put it like...
And then we go, all in here.
This is the problem. Because you put it out there on the show today... which she probably went back on the Odyssey app to listen to.
Which everyone should, by the way.
Yeah. And she's listening to what you're saying. See, this is the problem I used to have when I was trying to date, because I quit trying to date. It's hard doing this job and trying to date.
And that outfit couldn't help.
This outfit ain't helping at all. But what happens is people tend to forget that this is art. We're trying to be entertaining.
Yeah.
But you, my friend, you made a bet that you're going to have to kind of live up to. So now she doesn't understand that.
Right, but there's
you
some,
need to explain
there's
that.
Some qualifications. My initials wouldn't change. Still JG. That doesn't change at all.
That dog is not going to hunt.
It's
you're going to have a whole
problem.
It's a
very small change.
You're going to have a whole problem.
It's just a few letters here.
She didn't marry Juan.
Letter. No.
She didn't marry Juan.
Everyone can still call me Joe.
I mean, I'm calling you Juan.
I know you are.
Joe, I'm gonna call
you. But everyone else can still call me Joe.
Joe, I'm going to call you Juan every day if you change your name.
My question is, what do your kids do when they see the mail?
I actually think that's the biggest issue.
And it
issue.
Says Juan Julio.
Yeah, because I actually think that's the biggest hurdle I have to get through.
Juan.
Because then they're going to think they could change their names too, like on a whim, right? Like, who do you want to change your name today? Change your name. But we were like, we shouldn't be doing that. So I've set a bad example, but guys, I want Juan Soto here.
Juan!
if people don't get this by now, I'm trying to get Juan Soto to Philadelphia. That's it. I mean, like, that's the objective. Sometimes you got to deal with some other things along the way. I just, Kyle, should I be taking life advice from a guy dressed the way he was today?
Yes.
See that guy? He looks ridiculous.
You're being real serious and real reflective with me.
No way.
Where's Waldo outfit?
Take it from a guy who's been talked to like a 2-year-old by his wife
plenty of times. You're dressed as Waldo.
He's divorced now because he screwed that up. You don't want to be me. I'm just saying.
I'm picturing you being in trouble, like hanging your head down in shame with the Waldo outfit on.
No, I remember when Simona, when she used to get mad at me, she never really yelled, except for that one time. I thought she was about to kill me. But either way, neither here nor there. But she would always talk to me and let me work through what I did.
Hmm.
And make me and she had a knack of making me feel real stupid, like when I said this. So at the point I was like, well, okay, maybe that was the case, you know. So it might not be like that for you, but I feel like you need to go home immediately after you get off of work, and you'd be like, hey, you know, just tell her about the bit and do your best to get past that. But I just don't think that dog's going to hunt. I think she's going to have a real problem with you being Juan Gilio.
Well, again, this is out of
You're going to confuse a lot of people.
It's out of my control. This is on the Phillies, and it's on Scott Boras. You make it sound like I'm not doing anything. I'm just reacting to what they do.
No, I feel like you're up. She's going to feel like you're trying to up the ante.
Well, I am, for the Phillies.
She's probably now trying to gather as much information. Because, you know, the funny part about when people tell stories, when they get it from secondhand, honey or girl, Joe on the air talking about changing his name. She's like, what? What you mean? Not my Joe, not my husband. That's something that we need to talk about. And since you ain't talked about it, that's going to be your biggest mistake right there.
Yeah.
You didn't mention it to her, and she heard it secondhand. That's going to be a problem, a hurdle that you're probably not going to get over.
You keep focusing on what I've done wrong. I'm looking for now. I'm looking for now, Joe, moving forward.
Every red-blooded American man out there that has been in this situation will tell you it's not the fact that you're doing it. It's the fact that you didn't tell her.
Can we be honest? There's no red-blooded American man that has offered to change his name from Joe to Juan to get the Phillies to sign Juan Soto. I'm the only one.
I'm just saying stupid stuff. Like, I'm not saying what you're doing is stupid. But I'm just saying when we mess up, it's not so much. I mean, it is that we messed up, but it's like you didn't discuss the mess up.
You have a lot of experience in this realm. It's just very hard to take you seriously right now in that outfit. Like, you know, anything you're saying to me, Joe, it's hard.
It's gonna hit hard when she says, it's gonna hurt too when she says, it's like I don't even know you. Like, that one hurts. When you get hit with, it's like I don't even know you, and she's gonna say it.
Would that be the time to throw in the joke? Well, you can get to know Juan.
No, that probably would. You probably shouldn't do that either, though. I'm just saying.
215-592-9494.
Mrs. Gilio, if you listening, this is kind of what we do. We got Kyle's a bully. Joe hijacked
this was a Lakin thing.
Yeah, I mean, well, our boss is a bully.
Because we threw it out that was the first idea that came to my head, like, I'll change my name to Juan. And he was like, yeah, let's go for it. If this goes south, this is
Delete the tweet, Hugh.
That's a bully move. You're someone to talk. I mean, you're the one out here. I told you someone, Tobias.
I'm not. I'm just saying. I just find the irony.
215-592-9494. We'll get your phone calls up next segment. Are you ready to say Super Bowl for the Eagles? Are you ready to call them a real contender? Juan Soto is officially a free agent. Plus, you got to hear Cowboys players, two of them, talk about NFL quarterbacks, and they rank the best ones right now. They left a certain quarterback off their list. You're going to hear that next. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield Pork for game day eats. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon, ground pork, and sausage, Hatfield has all the game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo dip or bacon-wrapped tater tots. That sounds really good. And bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you. Find your flavor with Hatfield.